Greetings, Earthlings! Welcome back to the Straight Spirit Podcast. I'm Lily, your host and psychic medium. Today I'm going to read for the Dusty Bowers case. I just wanted to take a psychic peek in, and see what I thought or feel happened to Dusty. All alleged, of course. Check the description box for details, how to book your own reading. They're super cheap right now and mostly donation-based, so if you're like, oh no, I won't be able to afford it, well, currently it's 10 Australian dollars for a half-hour recorded reading. I always go over, but you can donate more if you're happy with the reading. So contact details in the description if you want to send me a case or share your thoughts on Dusty's case. So Dusty Bowers, 11 months old. He was 11 months old when someone allegedly took him from the back seat of the car he was in, his mother's car, and was found later just abandoned in the snow. In this case, sometimes I have zero knowledge, mostly I have zero knowledge prior to doing my readings. This one, I saw a YouTube video, which was like a news coverage or documentary. It wasn't that in depth, but it prompted me to go, well, hey, let's see what happened. So thanks for listening. Stick around. Sometimes I get quiet when I'm really tuning in deeply to my psychic messages. And you'll hear me coloring in the background. It helps bring messages through. All right. So all I've got up here, you hear me clicking, is a picture of Dustin Bowers missing poster. So yeah, 11 months old, super cute little kid. What I get from immediately, the feeling that I get from Dusty's case is blue and cold. Blue and cold. Blue and snow, which we already know. Where did that missing poster go? He was so cute. I think his mother was quite young at the time, so not her first child, possibly inexperienced or dealing with a lot of mental stress being a mother of a new baby. I don't doubt that she loved him. I'm just trying to, every time I click on the missing persons poster, to get like a zoom in look, it sort of disappears. Anyway. Okay. I'm going to click off, go back to my recording software. So I'm off Google from this point on, unless I say otherwise, my eyes are going to be closed. There's also some question as to whether Dusty was completely gone, merged with spirit when he was found. So maybe we can get some insight into whether he was or not. You know, I think the first person to, you know, pathologist or ME or whatever they would call them in this case, the second one to look into things suggested that Dusty might have still been alive when he was found, but the detectives, police assumed him gone. So it seems as a alleged mishandling of this case quite a lot. I get that a lot with this, like this feeling with this case, mishandled. But it could be a lack of education on their part, because this ME or coroner who looked at Dusty's case, who was, you know, an if that's not her job title, just whatever. She's experienced in hypothermia and things like that with kids. At the time, she was, you know, quite the expert. So she said, in that case, the protocol would be to warm whoever they found, if it was an adult child, warm them up first and then go from there. And they did not do that. They just found him, assumed he was gone, and left him on the side of the road for 3 hours while they were conducting some part of an investigation. I also think that they did not really investigate thoroughly. I think footprints were there but weren't captured. It's one of these cases that I keep coming across on YouTube where they just assume the mother or the close family did it, and so they don't look into other avenues. This is feels like one of those cases. And one of the greatest pieces of evidence that convinced the sheriff or the detective, whoever at the time, that the mother was guilty was that the car seat she had left Dusty in, or Dustin in, the child was gone, but the buckles were still clipped together. And so the genius was going, well, that's suspicious, because if he was taken out, wouldn't the buckles be undone? So that made him be suspicious of the mother. I, on the other hand, I don't think that that's that suspicious. Of course, it depends on the buckles, but I was thinking when he said that, that children are, you can slip them up and out of their buckles, especially if they're not modern, you know, racing car seat proper buckles. And I call them racing car seats because, you know, buckles and straps and fasteners for children's safety are far more advanced than when Dusty's case happened. Way, way, way back. Ontario, I think it happened in. So anyway, I don't think it's that far-fetched that someone couldn't undo the buckle, logically, I'm thinking, and just slip him up and out. Just get his arms out and slip him out of the car seat. So anyway, according to the mother, she took her eldest son into the bank to see their favorite bank teller, who used to give them balloons. She left her baby Dusty, 11 months old, sleeping in the car seat. She didn't intend to be long, from what I gathered from her story. And when she came back out, he was gone. He had disappeared. No Dusty. Oh, pardon me. I keep coming back to her age. I keep being drawn back to her age. So even if she had already had a child, this was her second, I'm sure she was competent. I don't doubt that. I mean, I imagine that she really thought she wouldn't be that long. She's probably done it many times before. I get the feeling she had no reason to think that anything untoward was going to happen. Which is zip in, zip out. And those of you who have been new parents understand the gold mine of letting a child sleep. If you wake the baby, like, you don't want to wake the baby. So I can totally see a young parent going, I'll just run in and they'll be okay. It's not hot. I'm not justifying leaving children in cars. I mean, make your own decisions. I'm not justifying that. But back in these days, before it was, you know, don't leave your kids in the car, and before we had all this awareness, I can see that. I mean, when I was a kid in the 80s and 90s, mostly 90s, we rode around in the back of a panel van without seatbelts, and it was legal, you know. I don't recall seatbelts being a huge thing until I was much older. I know we used them, but it wasn't that big a deal back then. So go further, even further back. I think that's when Dusty disappeared, was taken. I think they really misconstrued the mother's story and they filled in the blanks for her. They gave her a bad rap. They really did. That's what I feel. My gut instinct says. Okay. Let's get back to that day. I'm hearing normal day. She was in a hurry to get her eldest in and out. Because you see her feet going at a steady pace, like clip, 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 clip. Not, she wasn't moseying along and being slow about it. It's not like she was, oh, it'll be fine. I'll be an hour and the baby's going to be there. You know, I feel her with a sense of urgency. She knows she has to get back to her child, her baby. She's probably thinking, get the balloon, get the stuff done at the bank, satisfy the elder child, little baby sleeping, like she's probably having a good mum day. But yeah, in her 20s, I think she was. So none of us are perfect parents in our 20s or teens. I can say once you have your second child, you're a lot wiser, a lot more experienced, of course, but... I feel like she was unfairly judged on her choice. It's very easy for the peanut gallery I'm hearing to sit back and go, no, I'll never do that, and I would never do that. And most of you would, right? I mean, come on, are we acknowledging that we're human, or are we holier than thou? So anyway, it's quite interesting. There have been a few cases that I've watched or listened into the last few days. I'm getting three on my hands, where it was like, the mother did it. She's lying. The mother did it. Or the uncle, he found the body, he did it. And they were all innocent. One that comes to mind is the Lindy Chamberlain story. They assume she did it, made the evidence fit. She did not do it. Another case in Australia where a little girl went missing. Her uncle was on his way to help look search for her, and he felt very strongly something guiding him down to the creek where he found her. How did you know where she was? You're guilty. I can see logically how they would look into that, but I could feel the guy was clearly innocent. He just, you know, of course, it's almost like they rule out intuition. They rule out anything. Like Dusty's mother in this case, she had a dream. She had a dream about Dusty being in the snow. The police wrote it off, you know, and I just, as a highly intuitive being, I hurt for those people whose intuition and spirit were talking to them and they weren't taken seriously. But I suppose at least in the case where the uncle found his niece, they listened, or he found her and then went to the police. And so, but there was so much disbelief. It's kind of crazy to me that we all have our intuition and yet it can be so easily disregarded, like in the past especially, I guess. It's probably some sort of hippie magic. Okay. Oh, from what I understand too, the mother had the dream about her son Dusty, the baby in the snow, and she didn't want to tell the police at first, or wasn't going to, and someone encouraged her to, but then they went for a drive looking for him. With the mother, but the police alleged that she was guiding the whole trip, and she alleged that no, she wasn't, that she didn't direct them directly, she didn't guide them directly to Dusty, as they said. So a lot of hearsay. I just want to keep saying she got a bad rap. Okay, so let's see what happened. Dusty's just all about his mum, his mama. I don't even know if he was officially talking any so little, but just all about his mum, as little ones are. Mama, 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 mama. Loved playing with his big bro. I think big bro might have been one of those kids who was curious and loved his little brother, but was a little put off, jealous, maybe at the attention he was getting from mum, but that's nothing new, that's normal. The other son obviously had nothing to do with it. I think they would be able to alibi the mother quite easily, especially if she did go into the bank. I don't know that there were cameras back then, but there could have been some sort of footage or eyewitness from the teller. I think there's truth to her story. Yeah, I can hear her shoes on the car park, going in with her son, eldest son. Just like a sunny day. Even though it was, you know, snowy, of course. You could see sunlight. I could feel the mother saying, like, back when she was in shape. Okay. I'm here. I meant to be quick. I meant to be quick. I would never leave him in a dangerous spot or position for a long time. I just wanted to get in and be quick and get out. I see her stopping to have, like, positive, polite chit-chat with whoever she spoke with in the bank, their teller. Not sure if they got their balloons, but when they came back out, this could be symbolic. Is the balloon, like, floating away, or the joy gone? And the older child being extremely confused. I don't know why I have to keep saying this. He didn't do it. He didn't do anything to hurt Dusty. Innocent. I see him having ice cream. Why is he eating ice cream? Innocent. What are these that I'm drawing? Trees, forest, road. What is that? That's something else. It's like teeth on something. Not an animal, but like mechanical. We'll come back to that. I can feel Dusty snoozing. He was definitely sleeping. He was definitely in the car. I can see his point of view looking out the window. The car was unlocked, by the way. Again, just a story, a tale of the time. I can feel him sleeping, like, contently, but it's not a deep sleep. It's just how do I explain it? You know, you go to sleep sometimes and you're getting sleep, but you're still conscious. You're still aware. That's probably why babies wake up so often, because they're not in that, when they're not in that real deep sleep, they're just sleeping, but, you know, half asleep, half awake. But he was out, definitely. He wasn't crying at this stage that I'm seeing him. I can see, like, the, like, a content baby, you know, might be teething. They've just got that little bit of drool around their mouth. That's supposed to be there. It's normal. You know, little babies' mouths are always, like, drooly or damp, you know, wet. It's supposed to be there. I just wonder if I'm drawing, like, a monster face. Scary. Logically, I'm also wondering if whoever took Dusty out of the car had good intentions, or may have been young themselves, a child themselves, which would explain why they couldn't undo the buckle. But let's keep looking. Someone who's inexperienced, doesn't have children themselves. I'm getting people thinking it's senseless, which it is. It's like, why would they take him and just dump him? What was the point? What was the point of all of that, you know? But querying how long, how many days after that they found him? I think it was only maybe 4 to 4 days that they found him. If he was alive when they found him, And he wasn't dumped when they took him, so something worth considering. I'd see someone opening the car door, taking Dusty out without too much of a to-do, or, you know, without much fuss. Cuddling him to the chest and, like, sneaking, like, not wanting to get caught and hurrying through the car park. I actually feel like it's a woman, or there's a woman involved. Maybe shorter, like, chin length or above shoulder length. Brown hair or dark blonde. Doesn't feel blonde. It feels brown. Like a mousy brown or auburn. Not the mother. Not the mother. I wonder if this was a case where, you know, of a woman who couldn't have children. There are women out there who can't have children of their own, so they take children. I see this person. Who's this person that might even be trying to breastfeed Dusty, but there's no milk? It's kind of weird. It could be two people involved, but I just see this woman. I know that there was a man seen taking Dusty, but she's got him in the car. Say they. It's. I feel strongly that it's a female, or is a female involved. But let's disregard gender. Let's say they, the person driving with Dusty in the car. He's not in a car seat that I can see or feel. It might be two people, a couple. I can see, like, the woman or this person that took Dusty out of the car, the female kind of looking over her shoulder. Like, she's aware that they might be coming for her, or, like, this wasn't the thing to do. This isn't like, oh, I'm just doing my sister-in-law a favor and taking care of the baby. They know this is illegal. You see her, like, passing the baby between people? Male, female, maybe? Why, though? That I've always wanted a baby of my own. And she can't even take care of hers. Maybe Dusty was crying, and they were drawn to the crying, but I don't think so. I think he was asleep. And hurt, and then the heat got too much. I want to look up persons of interest. Just bear with me. It was not his mother. There's no pictures. Of course. I just keep hearing, not his mother, not his mother, not his mother. Yeah, so I was thinking maybe there were pictures of people connected to the case that I could take a look at. Typing in woman. Just seeing, like, maybe there was a person of interest. I don't think there was, other than the mother. I know the defense team put up different suspects. What is this? So the initial pathologist was disgraced, I think. I can't find the photos. I'm just seeing photos of Dusty's parents, or Dusty's mum, I should say. Some people might say the hair description fits her description, the mother's, but no, the hair that I'm seeing is longer than hers. Hers is too short. Okay, back to the reading. So logically, anyone's thinking, if they took the baby, this person or persons took the baby, which they did. I can see quite clearly, not the mother, someone took the baby from the car, slipped him out of his buckles. Why not leave him somewhere where he was going to be found and be okay? What were they scared of? I mean, it would make sense if a child or a teenager took Dusty. I'm feeling not teenager, but I mean, let's say a young child. I don't know why they would be on their own. If they took Dusty out of the car, then they might, you know, not have the wherewithal to understand it. You know, leave a baby out in the snow. He's, you know, they don't want to get in trouble, that it would hurt the baby. I feel like it was an adult. There's always the, drawing lots of trees again, there's always the possibility that it was someone with diminished mental capacity. What this is giving me is Pat Ramsey, JonBenet Ramsey's mother, that they didn't like her, so they assumed she was guilty. So assumed guilt of the mother, even, you know, they didn't like her, or they didn't like her story. It does mean it's right. If she was with her, with a husband, you know, if she had a husband, the parents, he was away, like he was not there. I mean, hearing away at work. Or just, you know, not with them. I get this feeling of, like, the person or persons who took Dusty trying to take care of him, but it's not working. They can't settle him. They can't feed him properly. They, like, it wasn't a well-thought-out plan. He's not settling. He knows that you're not Mama. What am I doing here? But I mean, I don't believe he was in distress the entire time. I think, because I can see him settled and just sort of looking around. But I do wonder if he got to the point where he was like, okay, I've had enough of this. Where's Mama? You know? And then he lost it. Or his teeth were hurting. These people didn't. Is that word again? Have the wherewithal to deal with that. But why dump him? The questions that I'm going through my mind. Did they dump him to kill him? Did they dump him because they thought someone would find him? But where he was found, it wasn't in an obvious public area, from what I understand. Sort of down a street in the off the road in some trees. He wasn't hidden under anything, he was just there, on top of the snow. They keep showing me, like, I keep seeing a young girl, but I feel it wasn't a child, so that's interesting. It's sort of, it's making me think of, what is that show? Oh my goodness, it was a show or a movie where there were two young girls, like kids, older kids, and they took a baby from the front porch. And it wouldn't stop crying, or they thought they'd taken care of it, so they put it somewhere and then it perished. And one of them took the fall, but it was really the other one who was responsible. It was a movie, excuse me, or a show. Quite sure what it was. I mean, how many times do we see a child or a child mentality person with a child mentality, like, I don't know what to do with this now, I'm just going to put it down here. Like, you wait here, baby, and I'll be back. I'm going to go, you know? We're trying, I think in that movie video that I watched, or a series episode, sorry, they were trying to feed the baby pudding because they had no idea that the baby couldn't eat that. What has that got to do with this case, I wonder? Couldn't care, constant care. Although with Dusty, it certainly feels like an adult. Or someone closer to adult age. I see the two. Okay. I see the detective or the sheriff, whoever, not buying it from the mother. They found him. She's claiming innocence, or, you know, I can't believe he's there, and she believes that she's innocent and doesn't think she's in any danger of being charged or suspected. But I can feel the detective or sheriff feeling the other way about it, you know. Uncertain, not buying it. Mad at her? Just assumed he was gone? Didn't do his due diligence or wasn't educated about how to take care of someone in his case. Although, being a sheriff or detective out in the constant snow out that way, you think you'd have some knowledge about how to deal with these cases and hypothermia. I wonder if it was a younger adult woman or an older teen. Teen doesn't feel right, but It's kind of giving me like it was her idea. She can't take care of her anyway. Like she's not taking, I mean, she's not taking care of the baby anyway. Obviously, she doesn't care. She just left him out here. That kind of rationalization, like wanting to be a mum, like enjoying the moment of being a mum. Yeah, I'm seeing maybe blonde hair here. I'm getting this. What are we gonna do? I or we? What are we gonna do? Can't keep him. They're gonna find us. I wonder if they weren't. They didn't think it was gonna turn out this way. Like, they didn't think the cops were gonna be involved so fast, or they didn't think there would be a manhunt. Like, this is a misunderstanding. We were gonna give him back. Or they were gonna run with him and it was too risky. I strongly feel two people, or one perpetrator and an accomplice, but it feels like a couple, male, female. If they really cared about Dusty, then it seems they would have dropped him somewhere and then made an anonymous call. But they didn't do that, so one assumes they intended for him to die or be found. I don't know. Let's see. I'm hearing kill the evidence. Kill the evidence. In over their head, they feel mentally young or young. The female, the one who took him, or it was like their idea. Somebody's cold-blooded, you know. Even if they could seem like they had a warm heart in other regards, you know, when they're holding the baby and pretending they're a mother, or enjoying being like the baby's mother, but then doing something so cold-blooded to cover their own tracks, cover their own ass. Like it's better that they survive and they get off scot-free than Dusty did. I actually wonder if it was the male's idea to drop him, or he dropped him, or took him out there, and maybe they weren't concurrent, they weren't agreeing on that. Didn't want to let him go. I think that Dusty was alive when they found him. I'm getting a very faint pulse, almost a whisper, and shaky, shaky. It's not steady. Given the right treatment, he might have come back, might have, but he was. Almost wonder if at the same time that the mother had the dream, that's when he was being put out there. I'm hearing like backwoods, back streets, so it doesn't seem unusual that nobody saw them. Them, I'm almost certain it's a them. Far enough away that nobody heard a baby cry in the woods. But it wasn't deep woods either. It's peculiar. It's like almost the perfect spot. It's far enough that nobody's going to find him or like find them or see them, but it's also not that far out that they trudged through the woods. They just sort of stopped at the road and walked him in a bit and then put him down. But I see them putting him down gently, you know. He cried. And it hurt. The cold. And then I'm hearing, like, for people that have experienced what Dusty experienced, it was like going to sleep. I feel him aware in his body of the police and his mother being there, so I definitely think he was alive. Miscarriage of justice. I feel Dusty going black while he was with the police, like, I want to say idiots, but of course, maybe uneducated, or just made an assumption. How wonderful would it have been if they trusted the mother and did the right thing and Dusty would still be alive? I see this woman carrying terrible guilt about what they did to Dusty, but feeling like they're not going to be caught, they're in old age. I feel like the partner's gone or is not, they're not together anymore. Much older. And hear the male being like, don't fucking tell anybody what we did. I'm hearing like I know what she did last summer, they take it to their grave. There's no reason for it. I feel like the map, like the direction to where they found it, was so simple as well. Like left, then right, or right, then left. I'm also feeling Dusty being scared of nature, of the sounds, of the... You know, I don't think it was thundering or anything, but it's that kind of feeling of like thunder and then kids get scared. So, like a tree cracking or something, it's like startled. He said he was calling to his mum, his mama. She would never hurt him like that. Never. She might have been careless sometimes, I'm hearing, but she would never knowingly hurt him or his brother. And I think the husband believes her. If there's a husband or partner, significant other, or the father of the kids, believes her. You know what? It almost feels like it could be people who know her. Or I think there was a theory, yeah, that people who knew her were trying to teach her a lesson in motherhood, so they took the baby. This is one theory. It's coming up now that maybe because I could see that happening, I suppose. People, like, they're gonna take the baby and then she's gonna call them or something and give it, they're gonna give it back and be like, we told you not to leave him in the car, or something like that, or she doesn't care about him anyway, so I'll just take him, like being mad at her. But then, you know, the police are involved, it's a full-on, full-fledged kidnapping, shit's gonna hit the fan. But why kill Dusty? I think it just came down to him or them. I get a very strong sense of didn't know what they were doing. Yeah, well, you know, people are saying who left him in the snow, who's the killer of Dusty, and they did, these people did kill him, this person or people, but I get a strong female energy in and around it, and maybe a male attached accomplice, but anyway, taller, darker hair, older than her, she was young and foolish. Excuse me, that's no excuse. I don't know that they meant to hurt him. It feels like the ones who made the mistake or the accident with Dusty, even though it's deliberate leaving in the snow, it doesn't feel like somebody who had that intention from the start. So I'm going to leave the recording here. I know that's probably very vague, but at least I think I've cleared, I feel like I've cleared his mother's name. And I'm feeling joy around that. So thanks for listening, guys. Should be a new episode coming out soon. Take care.